My body still ached from the sound of Lawrence's voice, and the frustration rose inside me until I picked up the phone and smashed it again and again into my perfectly iced cake. When the cake was quite destroyed, I took a deep breath, switched the oven back on, and started making another. The next day, Charlie's first day at nursery, my train was cancelled, so I was late back from work. Charlie was crying when I picked him up. He was the last child there, howling in the middle of the beeswaxed floor, smashing his little fists into the play leader's legs. When I went to Charlie, he wouldn't look at me. I pushed him home in the buggy, sat him down at the table, dimmed the lights, and brought in the banana cake with 20 burning candles. Charlie forgot he was sulking and started to smile. I kissed him and helped to blow out the candles. "Make a wish," I said. Charlie's face clouded over again. "Want Daddy?" he said. "Do you, Charlie? Do you really?" Charlie nodded. His lower lip wobbled, and my heart wobbled with it. After the cake, he got down from his high chair and toddled off to play with cars. A peculiar gait, toddling, a sort of teetering, really. My son at 2, each step a hasty improvisation, a fall avoided by luck as much as by judgment, a sort of life on short legs. Later, with Charlie tucked up in bed, I phoned my husband. "Charlie wants you back, Andrew." Silence. "Andrew?"
"Charlie does he?"
"Yes."
"And what about you? Do you want me back?"
"I want what Charlie wants." Andrew's laugh down the phone, bitter, derisory.
"You really know how to make a man feel special."
"Please, I know how badly I've hurt you, but it'll be different now."
"You're bloody right it'll be different."
"I can't raise our son alone, Andrew."
"Well, I can't raise my son with a slut for his mother."
I gripped the phone, feeling a wave of terror rise through me. Andrew hadn't even raised his voice. A slut for his mother. Cold, technical, as if he had also weighed up adulteress, cuckolder, and narcissist before selecting precisely the most apposite noun. I tried to control my voice, but I heard the shake in it.